Okay, today's up. Lord Day Zechonish was Pesya Sara. Vas Naftali Chaim Neshama should have an Aliyah. Okay, so we are on today's daf is daf Lamed Aleph. We're on Lamed Amud Beis, just in the last line by the Tana Rabbanan. The Gemara is giving more examples of, you know, sarcastic questions that people asked certain Rabbanim. So this is one, as Marcel pointed out, is one of the famous Gemaras. Say La Olam Ye Adam and Vasan Ki Hillel. You should always try to be humble and simple or gentle like Hillel. La Aliyeh Kapdon Ki Shammai. And you should not be seen as, you know, someone who's very strict like Shammai. It's very interesting though, because in the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos, it said that, you know, Shammai says the Olam, you know, you should be kabel panim b'sever panim yafos. Kabel adam b'sever panim yafos. Shammai seems to be like a very, very sweet, you know, and here he's going to be very, very strict. I mean, the difference would be if when it comes to Kavanah Torah, all these things have to do with Kavanah Torah, then Shammai was very, very stern, I guess. So Maisa b'shnei b'nei adam, you had two people, shehimru zed zeh. Shehimru, Rashi says they were fighting, others say they were betting each other, right? Rashi says, avru kamo shamamrim v'sayonim. Maybe they took a bet. And Amru, when they said, kol mi sheyelet v'yaknit et Hillel, whoever goes ahead and gets Hillel angry, yitol avru me'ozuz, he'll get 400 zuz. So $400 bet to get Hillel angry. Amar echa mehen, so one of them said, no problem, ani aknitenu. I'll go anger him. So also Hayom Erev Shabbos Haya. So it's Erev Shabbos, very busy day to begin with. The Hillel Chafefes Rosho. So Hillel was busy with his hair. So it's like he was washing his hair. He was taking a shower. He was getting ready for Shabbos. Halach va'avar al Pesach Beso Amar. So this guy went ahead and he passed by the, you know, the door of Hillel's house. He started screaming, Mikan Hillel, Mikan Hillel. Is there Hillel here? Is there a Hillel here? Calling him by his first name, which in itself is a little bit not appropriate. So Nisatev v'yotzalik Russo. So Hillel heard his name being called. He got put on his robe, I guess, and he went outside to say hello to the person. Amalo, so the person said to him, Hillel says to the person, Bini ma'atam v'kesh. You know, my son, what's your question? Amalo, so the person said to him, She'eli yeshi lishol, I have a small question to ask you. Amalo, sha'al bini sha'al. So said to him, please ask. So the person asks a bizarre question. He says, or seemingly bizarre question, Bnei ra rashayin shal bavliim sagligalot. Why is the heads of the Babylonians either round or oblong? The different mafarshim. I mean, their heads are not shaped the way other people's are shaped. Seems to be a pretty silly question, right? So he said, Hillel answers him. He goes, he says back to him, Bini she'ela gedola shalta. My son, you've asked a really, really good question. Learn out from here. No matter what question a Talmud asks you, it's always a good question. Don't ever knock anybody. So she'ela gaolo sha'alta. What the answer is, but they she'ein chayos pichos, because their midwives don't have the proper skills and they can't deliver the babies properly. So I guess they mess up upon the delivery and they somehow mess up the babies' heads, their skulls, which are soft, you know, when they're born. Okay. So Hillel did not get upset. I saw that the Maritzchaya says that the questions that they're asking, he's going to ask a few questions about physical characteristics of different people. So Maritzchaya says that the question is a little deeper than what it seems. The question could be more along the lines of, if all people were born from the same individual, all people born from Adam Rishon, and all people came from the same original source, how is it that people look so different? You know, people have different physical character traits. Some are tall, some are short, some are wide. So that might be the question. But not sure what the answer is. So then, halach v'himtum sha'achas. The person then went and waited another, sha'achas doesn't necessarily mean an hour. Sha'achas, he waited a little bit. He waited a while. Chazar v'amar. Then he went back to Hillel's house and he screamed, Mikan Hillel, Mikan Hillel. Is there a Hillel here? Is there a Hillel here? So nis'ate v'yotzalik raso. So Hillel again got dressed and went out to greet him. Again, this is all Erev Shabbos. So amar lo, so he says to him again, Hillel says to him, Bni matam v'vakesh, my son, what's your question? Amar lo, he says to him, She'ela yeshli lishol, I have this one question to ask you. Mipnei ma einehem shel tarmodiyin tirutos. Why are the eyes of the Talmudians, seems here to say that they're either round, and some say that they're considered, they're very like slits or something like that. They're not as round. They might term name Teruto. So Amalo, Benisha Ela Gedolos Alta, you asked a very profound question. Benisha Darin Ben Hacholos. The reason is they live amongst the sand. They live, I guess, in sandy areas, so they have rounded or smaller eye sockets, the article points out, so that during the windstorms they'll be protected from the sand going into their eyes. Right? He says, okay. So he waited a little bit longer. Then he returned to Hillel and he calls and he says to him, "Mikan Hillel, Mikan Hillel." Again, is there Hillel here? So Nisatif Yotz Lekrasso. So Hillel again, I guess, gets out of the shower, gets dressed, puts on his clothing, and he comes out to greet him. Amar Lo, he says to him, "Niyamatam Vakesh, what's your question?" Amar Lo, he says to him, "Sheela Yeshli Lishol, I have another question." Amar Lo, Shol Beniv Sheal, ask your question. He says, "Mipnei Marag Leim Sheafrikiyim Rechovos. Why is it that the feet of the Africans are wide?" So Amar Lo, he says to him, "Benisha Eila Gedol Shalta, you have a very, very good question." He says, "Mipnei Shadarin Bibitze Hamayim." I think that means they live in the swamps. Right? They live in the swamps, and therefore Hashem gave them wider feet so they can, like, you know, I guess like ducks, they have wider feet so they don't sink into the marshland. He says, "Okay." So sorry? Yeah, that's what Hillel is answering the question, because Baruch Hu gives people different character traits based on where they are and what they need. I mean, that's if you want to be firm about it. So Amar Lo, he couldn't get Hillel angry. So Amar Lo, so he's the person says to Hillel, "She'elos harbe yeshi lishol." He goes, "I have a lot of questions." Umisyare ani shema tichos. So he says, "But I'm afraid if I ask you all my questions, you're gonna get angry." So Hillel is very patient. He says, "Nisate for Yosel fun of Amar Lo." Nisate means he wrapped himself up. So he wrapped himself up. He sat down in front of this guy and he said to him, "Kol she'elo she'ish lecha lishol shol. Whatever question you have, feel free to ask." Amar Lo, he says to him, "Atahu Hillel shakorin osko nasi Yisrael. Are you the Hillel who they call the Nasi? Are you Hillel HaNasi?" I guess he seems to make it seem like he had no idea that this was the actual Hillel. Maybe that would have bothered Hillel. "You don't know who I am?" So he says, "Yeah, Amar Lo, hey." He goes, "Yeah, I am." So Amar Lo, so the person says back to him, "Ima tahu, if it is really you, lo yiru kamoska b'Yisrael. There shouldn't be anybody like you. I don't want anyone to be like you." So Amar Lo, so Hillel now is a little taken aback. He goes, "B'ni mipnei ma, why do you say such a terrible thing? Why are you cursing that there should be nobody like me? Am I that bad?" So Amar Lo, so the person says back, "B'pnei she'ibadati al yodcha arba me'ozuz." So he says, because of you, I lost $400 because I couldn't get you. I couldn't get you angry." So Amar Lo, so Hillel responds to him, "You should be very, very careful with your, you know, with your behavior." And kedai ulilo so te'aber yodo dal meyazuz v'dal meyazuz v'hillel yakved. It's worth it for you to lose on my account 400 zuz and another 400 zuz. Basically, you lost 400 zuz that you didn't make, and you lost 400 zuz now that you have to pay. So you know, it's an 800 zuz swing. But Hillel Yakbin, Hillel should not get offended. Hillel should not get angry. It doesn't matter what you're going to do. I'm not going to get angry. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. So now we have some other famous gemaras. So Tana Rabbanan, Ma'aseh ben Ochri Yachad Shabbalaf Nei Shammai. Once happened that a non-Jew came before Shammai, Amar Lo, and said to Shammai, "Kama Torahs Yesh Lechem? How many Torahs do you guys have?" Amar Lo, Shammai responded, "Shtayim. We have two Torahs, Torah Shebichsav, the Torah Shebalpeh. We have a Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh." So Amar Lo, so the guy says back to him, "Shebichsav ani mamincha. For the Torah that's written, Torah Shebichsav, that I believe you. I believe you. That was given at our Sinai. That's given by Hashem. V'shebalpeh ani mamincha. But I do not believe in the Torah Shebalpeh. I guess I don't trust, right? Rashi says, I don't trust that the Torah Shebalpeh was given by Hashem." So he says, "Giyareini al menashe talamdeini Torah shebichsav." But convert me. I want to become a convert on condition that you'll only teach me the Torah shebichsav. I don't want to have anything to do. I don't want to be bound by Torah shebichsav. I don't want anything to do with the Torah shebaalpeh. So ga'arbo votziel benazifa. So Hillel got angry and yelled at him, and he knocked him out. He threw him out. He got, was upset and he threw him out. Because Rashi says that Shammai was right. Rashi says, "Hotziel benazifa." Titania, because we have a brayso that says, "Habale kabal divrei chavros chutz midavar echad." If a guy comes, he wants to accept everything. If someone wants to come, he wants to accept everything chutz midavar echad. You want to become a chaver, right? You want to accept all the stringencies of a chaver except for one thing. V'chein, and similarly, ger habar lizgayer, ger who comes to convert, v'kibel alav divrei Torah chutz midavar echad, and he wants to accept everything except for one mitzvah. Ein mekabel noso, you're not allowed to accept him. So Shammai seems to be right. You can't accept him. But he bought lifnei Hillel, he came before Hillel, and Hillel got yirei, and Hillel converted him. So how did Hillel do that? So Rashi says, Samach al Chachmaso, Hillel understood what was going on, Shesofo Shayar Gibileno le Kabbalah, that he's going to accept it. Here it's not the same case as what Rashi mentioned before, is that this person was coming he just didn't want to accept anything. He wasn't a kofer in the Torah Shabbat Peh. El Shalohaya Mamin Shimi Piagvura. He just didn't believe it was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Hillel Huftach Sha'achar Shalom Denu Yismochlav. Hillel felt that this guy, once I teach him, he'll understand it. So it may not be that Hillel converted him on the spot, but Hillel started the process because he figured, I'll start the process because I know that the way this guy behaves or he saw into him, that he's going, eventually, he'll accept it. And how did that happen? Yomakama Amarle. One day Hillel taught him the Aleph Beis to this guy, saying to him, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, going in that order. Lemachar Apuklei, and the next day he switched the order. Dalet Gimel Beis Aleph, right? He switched the order. So Amarle, so this person coming to convert said to Hillel, I don't understand. Ha Esmalo Amarle Hachi. Yesterday you taught me differently. You flipped it around. Why'd you do that? So Amarlo, so Hillel responded to him, Lav alai didika samach. So why are you asking the question? Must be that you're relying on me. You trust me, so you're relying on me to teach you. So the alpe na min smoch alai. So to trust me, you rely upon me, that the Torah Shebal Peh is legit and it's the real thing. And I guess that's what happened. Shuv ma'ase b'nachri echad shebal pnei Shammai. So another nachri came before Shammai, and he says, Gairani al manash alam shetilam deni. Convert me on condition that you'll teach me all of Torah when I'm standing on one leg. What does that mean? I'm standing on one foot. Basically, it means that you teach me all the Torah based on point out that it's one basic fundamental underlying premise that has the whole thing, right? I think Rabbi Raja quoted this also. It's a kli yakar in Vayikra by Vahapla Recha Kamocha. It says that he asked him that he would teach him the one fundamental basis for all of the mitzvos. This way, he'll have this one fundamental basis, and he won't forget. So Shammai says there isn't one fundamental basis. There's a lot. There's a lot that you have to do. So therefore, dachlo ba'amos habinyan shviyado. He knocked him away. He pushed him away with a ruler, with like a measuring stick. So Marsha and Marzchais, they point out why the measuring stick, because the measuring stick is what you use to build a building. When you use a building, the building doesn't have one foundation. You have to have a larger foundation, not just one thing. So Shammai is showing him there isn't just one foundation. There's multiple foundations. There's a large foundation. But Valafne Hillel, he came before Hillel and Gayere. Hillel came and he converted him. And Amarlo, before he converted him, Hillel said to him, there's one fundamental principle that you need to know is Dalecha Sinei L'Chaver Chelotave. That's which is not, which you don't like, that's what's hateful to you, don't do to your fellow, which is basically the negative of Ahat L'Recha Kamocha. He says, Zehi Kol Torah Kula, that's the entire Torah, the Idach Prushu. And all the rest is just an explanation or elaboration on that one fundamental, Yisod. So going back to, based on what the Kli Yakar and the Marsha, they say that it's only, he's talking about one fundamental Yisod. So that seems to be a fundamental Yisod for Ben Adam L'Chaveru. But how does that necessarily work for Ben Adam L'Makom? So he says, so Rashi seems to say similar, seems to address that. He says, Dalecha Sne L'Chavrach Alotaved. He says, Reyacha V'Reya Avicha Altazov. The Reyacha is over here that you're talking about is your father in heaven. Zeh Kadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, Al Ta'avor Al Devarav, Sherei Alecha Sanoi. It's hated to violate Hashem's words. So V'Hapta Reyacha Kamocha also means talking about Hashem. He says, just do what you're told. That's the fundamental Yisod is do the mitzvos. And do all the mitzvos, that's the fundamental Yisod for Judaism, and that's how he converted this non-Jew. Okay, next case. Shuv Ma'aseh Ben Achri Nachla, there was another case of this non-Jew. Shehaya Over Achri Beis HaMedrash. So he's walking past the Beis HaMedrash. V'shama Kol Sofer Shehaya Omer. He heard the voice of a teacher saying the following pasuk to the kids. V'eila HaBegodim Asher Yasu Choshen V'Efod. These are the clothing that you make for the Kohen, the breastplate, the Efod, beautiful Begodim for the Kohen, Godol. Amar, so the Goy stopped, and he said to the people, Halo Lami, who gets these beautiful clothing? Who's they for? So Amar Lo, they responded, the Kohen Godol. These are for the Kohen Godol. So Amar Oso Nochri B'Atzmo. So the Kohen Godol said himself, well, I want to wear such beautiful clothing. So therefore, Eilech V'Ezgayir B'Shvil Sheyishmuni. Kohen Gadol, I'm going to go and convert on condition that they'll appoint me the Kohen Gadol. So Balif Ne Shammai, so he came before Shammai, Amar Lein, he says to Shammai, Gayereini Amunasha Tisimeni Kohen Gadol. Convert me on condition that you can have me appointed as the Kohen Gadol. So the Chafo Ba'ama, so again, he pushes away with this measuring stick, right? He was holding in his hand, I guess, and pushed, threw him out. He says he pushed him out. He says that the idea also with the measuring stick that Marshall points out here, I think the article says in a note also, is that, you know, same thing, the building doesn't stand on one yisod. So too Judaism doesn't stand on one yisod. There's Kohanim, there's Leviim, there's Israelim, they're all different people. Everyone has their role to play. You can't just say, I'm only going to be Jewish or firm if I have that, I want that role. Well, that's not your role, right? Your role is to do something else, and every role is important. So he has to have a broader, it has to be more of it, have more of a reason to convert than just because he wants that one specific role. So Balifnei Hillel, but he came before to Hillel and Gayarei, and Hillel said, no problem, I'll convert you. So what's going on there? So Amar Lo, so before actually doing the conversion, Hillel said to this guy, Klum ma'amidin melech ela misha yodea tachsisei malchus. You want to be Kohen Gadol? Well, we can't appoint you right away, because would we ever appoint a king unless he's familiar with all the the idea, the stuff that goes on in the king's court? Yes, and know how to be royal. So leich lemod tachsisei malchus. Right, go and learn all about the ceremonies. Go learn about the pomp and circumstance of being royalty. And same thing, go and learn all the rules about being the Kohen. So halach v'kara. So this guy goes out, he learns, and he gets to the pasuk v'hazar hakariv yumas. The pasuk, the stranger who approaches Hashem, the non-Kohen approaches Hashem and does the avoda, he's liable to death. So amralei. So he says to Hillel, mikra zel minemar. This pasuk, who's it talking about? So amralo. So he says back to him. He says it's talking about everybody. Afilo al David Melch Yisrael. Even by David Melch Yisrael, if he would do the avoda, he'd be subject to death penalty. So this ger then nasa kavachomer yatzmal. So the ger thought, and he made a kavachomer to himself. He says, "Umay Yisrael shenukrim bon lamakom. If ordinary bnei Yisrael who are called children of Hashem, mitocha ava sha'ava kara lahem, because out of the love that he felt toward them, he said, bnei b'chor Yisrael, my firstborn son Yisrael." And then, and nevertheless, k'siv aleim, it says about them, v'azara karev yumas, that the stranger who approaches Hashem in the Beis Hamidrash, he'll die. Ger hakal shabab b'maklo v'tarmilo. So me, I'm a mere ger, I'm a mere convert, who people, you know, don't treat, you know, I'm a nobody. I come to the Jewish people just with my staff and with my bag. Alach is kama kama, so all the more so that I'll be considered a stranger with respect to the kahuna, and if I go, I'll be chayav misa. So therefore, he said, okay, it doesn't have the end of the story, but I guess the end of the story might be that he converted, but he dropped his condition about being the Kohen Gadol. So, Balifnei Shammai, so after he came to this, Amar Lo, he says to Shammai, Klun roi ani lios Kohen Gadol? Is it even possible for me to have been the Kohen Gadol? V'alo k'siv, v'torah, v'hazar, karev yumas. It says in the Torah that whoever the stranger comes close dies. So, Balifnei Hillel, so he came before Hillel, Amar Lo, and he says to Hillel, Anvasan Hillel Yanuch Rabrochas Aroshecha. Hillel, you're so humble. Let there be so. You should be blessed. Shehi Karvtani Tachas Kafas Shechina. Because you, I guess, understood, and you brought me under the wings of the Shechina. Leyamim Nizdagvu Shloshtan Lamakam Echad. Somehow, these three Gerim got together. They got together, and Amru, when they, I guess, they got together, they met up. They decided. Amru, they said, Kaptanu Social Shammai Bikshil Tardinim and Olam. So the strictness of Shammai, that almost kicked us out of this world. It wouldn't allow us to become converts. But anvasanuso shel Hillel, but the humbleness and the patience of Hillel, kervenu tachas kanfei Shechina, that brought us under the kanfei Shechina. So, I mean, it's like really, really bragging on Shammai here. I don't know. But there's just the point being, I guess Hillel was very patient and allowed them to come and to become gerim. Okay, Amar Rish Lakish, right? We're going back now that we said a few before these stories, we said that the main purpose of a man is for Yiras Hashem. So the Gemara is going back to this idea of Yiras Shemayim. So Amar Rish Lakish says, my deksiv, what does it mean in the pasuk that says, where's this pasuk? It's pasuk in Yishayahu, the pasuk that says, V'haya emunas itecha chosen yishuos chachma v'das, right? Your time, the stableness of your time, the strength of salvation is wisdom and knowledge. And the pasuk continues, you know, Yiras Hashem, the fear of Hashem is in your storehouse. Yiras Hashem Yotzrecha. So emuna, the word stability, emuna, that means, that's Seder Zrayim. That's referring to Seder Zrayim. Why is emuna talking about Seder Zrayim? So Rashi says, Seder Zrayim, Sha'al emunas ha'adam somech la'hafrish ma'asrosav kiroi. Because when it comes to Zerayim, you have to have faith with other people. You have to have faith in other people that they are mafrish, they're trumas and maestros. Tosa says differently. He says emunas as the Zerayim, mefarish b'yushalmi, shemaminim b'chay olam v'zoreya. In order to be a farmer, you have to have a lot of faith. Right, you have to have lots of faith and think that everything's going to work out well, that the crop's going to grow, that the rain's going to come. So that's why Amuna Seder Zerayim. Itecha, when it refers to your time, that's Seder Moed. That's why I'm going to Seder Moed, because about time, Seder Moed is all talking about the holidays, which are based on time. Chosin, I think means strength, that refers to Seder Nashim. Right? Rashi says Chosin is Lashon Yorshim. It has to do with inheritors. But Al-Yidei Isha Noldu Yorshim. And by women, which is Seder Nashim, you get your Yorshim. Okay? Yeshuos, which means salvation, is this Seder Nezikin. That is Seder Nezikin, Rashi says. Moshi and Mazi lefrosh mehezek umeischaya mamon. You want to be saved from damaging other people and owing people money. You don't want to owe anybody money. So that's Seder Nezikin. Chachmas, wisdom, refers to Seder Kachim. The Das and knowledge refers to Seder Taharos. Right? Vafilu hachi, and nevertheless, the pasuk finishes Yirish Hashem he otsaro. And even though you might have studied all Sisha Sidra and Mishnah, the most important thing still at the end is Yirish Hashem. Yirish Hashem is the storehouse, he otsaro. Amar Rava says, B'shoshem achnisim adam adin, when a person is brought to his final judgment in Shemayim, Omri lo, they said to him, I guess the heavenly court says to him, number one, they ask him a few questions. Nasata of nasata bemuna, did you conduct your business transaction, truthfully and faithfully? Number two, kavata itim Torah, you set aside time to learn Torah. Number three, asakta b'pir yirivya. Did you deal with pir yirivya? It doesn't say kiyam to pir yirivya. It says asakta pir yirivya. And the people point out that it's beyond asakta pir yirivya is not only having children yourself, but helping other people have children. Getting yourself involved in shiduchim and things like that. That's asakta b'pir yirivya. Number four, tzipis li Yeshua. Did you wait for the Mashiach? Number five, pilpalta b'chachma. Did you dive into trying to understand wisdom? And havata davar mitov davar. Did you learn even deeply so that you can learn one thing out from the other? Ba'filo hachi. And nevertheless, this is all not as most important. Yiras Hashem he otzero in ilolo. But the person has to be yiras shemayim. And if he doesn't have yiras shemayim, then it's not all that is for naught. Mashal adam. So Rav gives an example. Mashal adam sha'amar l'shlucho. So it's like an example. It's similar to a person who says to a shliach, Haleli kor chitin aliyah. Go buy me a core of wheat and put it in the attic for storage. Halach v'helo. So the guy went, he bought it, and put it up to the attic. So Amar lo, so the mishaleach says to the shliach, irafta li bahen kav chumtom. Did you mix in it this kav chumtom? Chumtom is apparently some sort of preservative. It has a high salt content and it's some sort of preservative. So you have to put in the preservative to keep the wheat. So Amar lo lav. So the shliach says back to him, no, I didn't. So Amar lo, so what did you do for me? Mutav imlo ha'alisa, would have been better. You have never brought it up to begin with. I asked you for one thing. What did you do? You brought it up thinking there's no preservatives. It's the same thing. You want to learn all the Mishnayos, all the Torah. You don't have Yiras Shemayim. What's the point? It's pointless. You have to have Yiras Shemayim. Tani de Rabbi Shmuel. They basically said me'arav adam kam chumtan bekor shel tzua ve'inu choshesh. If you are selling a core of wheat to somebody and you're weighing it, you can weigh it with this kav chumtum, with the kav chumtum in it, and it still has to pay for that because that's considered part of the sale. No one wants to buy the wheat without the preservative, so it's not, you're not cheating him. You say, I told you 100 pounds, but really only you told him 98 pounds because 2 pounds of it is the preservative. Now that's considered, that's the marketplace accepts that. That's part of the sale. Amar Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, says, Kol Adam Sheish Bo Torah, any person who has Torah in him, he says, it's a Talmud Chacham, but the Ein Bo Yiras Shemayim, but he doesn't have Yiras Shemayim. Dome, he's similar to Gizbar Shemusul Maftechos HaPnimios Umaftechos HaChitzonios L'Maslo. It says, if somebody gave you the keys to the inner chamber, but he didn't give you the keys to the outer chamber, won't let you in. Meaning, there's no point of having the keys to the inside if you can't even get to the inside by entering the outside. How can he go in to the inner chambers? Right? So it seems that the inner chambers is the Lima Torah. The Yiras Shemayim is the way to get to the Lima Torah. It's actually the Nefesh HaChayim, Rav Chaim Volozhin uses to say, Torah is the Iker. The other things are Hechitimsa to get to the Torah. But really, it's really Torah, because the inner chamber is the Torah, the Yiras Shemayim is the way to get to the Torah. That's the outer chamber. So, I mean, that's what he wrote. I think he writes, I'm not sure if it's in Shardalot or in the back, he writes that really what you should do is you should learn like 15, 16 hours a day, and you should focus on Musa, 5 or 6 minutes. And you get the 5 or 6 minutes, then your 16 hours a day will be okay. All right, another analogy. Machriz Rav Yana Rashi says Chaval al de les darta v'tar le darta avin. It's terrible for somebody who doesn't own a chatzer, but nevertheless he has the gate. What's the purpose of the gate if you don't have the chatzer? Amar Rav Yehuda, Yehuda says Lo bar Kadosh Baruch Hu as a olamo el kadesh shiurim lefanav. The only reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu created this world is that people should stand in awe and have fear of him. Shneamar the Elokim asa sheyiru milfanav. It's a pasuk in, I think, Koheles, right? Pasuk in Koheles, Ve'elokim, God has acted so that man shall stand in awe of him. The whole purpose is to have Yerushalayim. Okay. Rabbi Simon and Rabbi Elazar havu yasvei. So Rabbi Simon and Rabbi Elazar were sitting together. Chalif ha'azir of Yaakov bar Acha. And Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha walked in front of them. Amar lechad lechadrei. So one of Rabbi Simon and Rabbi Elazar said to the other one, Nekum mikamei, let's stand up before him. De gvar de chayil chatoin hu, because he is a yiraschet. He's the chayil chatoin. He's afraid of sin. Amalo idat, other person says, you're right, we should stand up. Nekum kamei, let's stand up before him. But the reason is different. De gvar bar urin hu, because he's a talmud chacham. He's a Torah scholar. So they're arguing now why they should stand up. Stand up before him because he's a yiraschet, because he's a yirashemayim, or because he's a talmud chacham. So the other one, the first one said to him, Amilach ana de gvar de chalchatinhu. I said to you that we should stand up to him because he's a man who fears chait. But Amart, and you tell me, Amart li adbar uyanhavi, that he's a Torah chacham, Talmud chacham, on the contrary. So basically, machlokas, which one's more significant? The yiras chait or the being a Torah scholar? So now they want to figure out who says what. To stein the Rabbi Elazar, who the Amart de gvar de chalchatinhu. We can assume that we can prove that it's Rabbi Elazar who wanted to stand up because he was a yiras chait. We know the following for Rav Elazar. The Amar of Yochanan, Mishnah Rav Elazar, Rav Yochanan said the name of Rav Elazar. Ein lo l'Kadosh Baruch Hu ba'olamo. Only thing that Kadosh Baruch Hu has in this world, Ela Yerushalayim Bavad. The only thing he wants in this world is Yerushalayim. Shneimar, the pasuk says, V'tar Yisrael, Mashal Mekecha Shol Mincha. What is Hashem asking for you? Ki im liyira, just to fear him. Eksiv, and likewise, it says similarly, Vayomer l'Adam, he says to man, this is an Eov. Vayomer l'Adam, Hein Yerus Hashem hi Chachma. Yerus Hashemayim, that is wisdom. Shekein b'loshon Yevonis korim la'achas hein. It says hein means one, number one in Greek. Therefore, you see that the one, the singular thing that Hashem wants is Yiras Shemayim. Tistayim, they could be proven that it's Rav Elazar who wanted to stand up to him because of the Yiras Shemayim, and it was Rav Simon who wanted to stand up to him because he was the Talmud Chacham. Okay. Doris Rav Ula. So Rav Ula now makes a drasha. What does the following pasuk mean? Okay, this is a pasuk also in Koheles, Perek Zion. The pasuk says, Al Tarsha Harbe. Don't be too bad. Al Tarsha Harbe. So the Gemara says, Harbe hu de lirsha, hamiyat lirsha. Does that just mean that you shouldn't be bad, do bad things in excess, but a little bit's okay? You can be a little evil? Ella, what the pasuk says, Misha achal shum v'recha nodef. Yachzor v'yochal shum acher v'yerecha nodef. Someone eats garlic and he has bad breath. So what should he do? Should he go ahead and then eat more garlic and have more bad breath? No, he just go brush his teeth. So to someone who does an Aveira, would he go down and do another Aveira? No, you did an Aveira, that's fine. Get up, cry, do your tshuva, and don't do any more Aveiras. Don't get stuck in the pattern of Aveira, Goreras, Aveira. You should just get up and not do any more Aveiras. Okay. Fine. Darish Rav Ula. So now Rav Ula says, "My Dixiv, what does the pasuk mean when it says ki ein chartzubos limosam uvari olam? There are no ties that bind them upon their death, and their strength is strong." Right? That's Tehillim, Ayin Gimel. Right? So Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. So what Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying? Lo dayin l'rishoyim she'ein charedim v'atzevim yomisa. It's not enough that the evil people, they're not afraid, or they don't think about the Yom and Misa, that therefore they're not afraid. I guess the article in Rashi points out that the word chartzuvos is a combination of the word charedim v'atzevim. They're not afraid of death, rather they add to it, and their hearts are as big as a big wedding hall, right? They're libam bari lehem ka'ulam. Their heart is big like a castle. So v'hainu d'amar Rabba is what Rabba says. My d'ksev, what does the pasuk mean when it says, this is also in Tehillim, right? Memtes zed darkam kesalamo. This is their way. This is their foolishness. Yodim rishoyim shir darkam lamisa. The wicked people know that their destiny, eventually they're going to die. V'yesh lahem chelav akislam. But nevertheless, they have they have fat on their I guess their innards. They have fat on that. I guess they're covered. They're blinded to this. Shema Tomer Shichahi Mehen. Maybe you say that they just forgot about it. Tamar Lo Lomar. No, it says V'achareyim Kefiyim Yirtzusela. Their mouths, they speak about it. Okay, they have no problem. Everything is good. They don't have to worry about it. Nevertheless, they're still not. They're not fearful of death, and they don't act appropriately. If you're Yira Shemayim and you're Yom Misa, then you're going to behave a certain way. Okay, so now we'll finish up to the Mishnah, I guess. Now the Gemara goes back to our Mishnah. So let's just go back to our Mishnah. The Mishnah discussed putting out the candles, right? So the Mishnah said, "Kichasal haner," right? If you put out the candle, and the reason why you did it is because you wanted to spare the lamp. You were afraid that the lamp will get ruined, right? Kichasal haner, then you're chayiv. Rabbi Yossi said that you were putter in all those cases, except if you were kichas al psila, except if you were in the case where you wanted to save the wick, right? The Kanakama said that you violate Shabbos even if you put out the fire to spare the oil, to spare the lamp or the wick. Because we said, even though this is a malacha shein tzricha legufa, it's malacha shein legufa because it's not for the fine purpose, right? Therefore, it's when according to Rabbi Yehuda, who's a Tanakama, and Rabbi Yossi, and the question is now, he says that in all those cases you're putter, except if you want to put out, you want to save the wick. So Rabbi Yossi, come on, Svirule. Who does Rabbi Yossi hold like? Meaning, what does he hold by Malacha Shein Tzricha Lagufa? Does he hold like Rabbi Yehuda, Malacha Shein Tzricha Lagufa Chayev? Or does he hold like Rabbi Shimon, that's Potter? So Ika Rabbi Yehuda Svirule, if he holds to like Rabbi Yehuda, that Malacha Shein Tzricha Lagufa is Chayev, so why in the last case, so why is he only Chayev in the case of the wick? Afilu Bahanach Namil Chayev. Even in the other cases, he should be Chayev, because, right, according to Rashi, he's just preventing something from happening. So that's why you see one case he's chayiv and one case he's potter. If you hold a malacha shein tzricha legufa is chayiv, then just like in the case of the wick, you're chayiv. So too in all the other cases, you should be chayiv. What's the difference? He's right. He says, and the kareb shimon svirle. And if on the other hand he holds to the view of Shimon that a malacha shein tzricha legufa is potter, then why by the case of the wick, by the psila, would he be chayiv? He should be potter in all the cases. What's the difference? Right, the only time, remember we say the only time they're putting out the wick is tzrich legufa, they basically was when the wick was never used before, and you want to singe it so it lights more easily. That was the purpose that was done in the Mishkan, but all these other cases, to save it, that's malach shein tzrich legufa. So if you're doing it because you want to save it, you want to save the wick, you want to save the lamp, so if you hold malach shein tzrich legufa's chayiv, then the entire Mishnah you should be chayiv. Why are you only chayiv in the last case, according to Rav Yossi? And if you hold Malach HaShem Tzricha Legufa as Pater, so why in the last case are you Chayiv, according to Rabbi Yossi? You should say that you're Pater in all the cases. So Gemara is going to give two answers. Okay, so answer number one, Amar Ula. Ula says, L'olam k'Rabbi Yehuda Sfirulei. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why Malach HaShem Tzricha Legufa is Chayiv, and therefore, tell him to sign in. That's why that's why you would be Chayiv in all the cases, but why you're Pater in the last case. Why? But Kesav Rabbi Yossi holds, Soser almanas livnos b'mkomo havi soser, almanas livnos shalobik b'mkomo lo havi soser. So there are certain malachos that most of the time you say malacha has to be a constructive act. There are certain malachos that are destructive acts. So how do you have like a korea, soser, right? Ripping, destroying. So how are those considered malachos to be chayev? They're only chayev if you're doing it in a way that's on condition, you're doing it in a way to benefit the next stage. You korea almanas litvor. You're soser amalas livnos, right? So we can read, want to read together the note in the article, 23 is good. It says, as a general rule, labor done in a destructive manner is not a malacha, and one would be exempt. However, in those instances where destruction is a necessary prerequisite for creativity, the destructive act is considered malacha, since in that context, it is part of a purposeful design. So this principle applies to several kinds of activity, one of which is soser, dismantling, taking something apart. Taking something apart is in itself a destructive act. However, when one dismantles one thing in order to build another one, his purpose is ultimately a constructive one, and therefore even the taking apart, the dismantling, is considered a malacha. That's considered soser. So that's, you have to have soser amanas livnos, number one. Rav Yossi comes and adds another rule to this idea of soser. Right? In Ula's view, Rav Yossi adds another rule to this idea. Rav Yossi says that soser amanas livnos is only considered malacha if you intend to build the new structure in the exact same place that he's taking apart the old one. If you want to build it in a different place and you're just taking this structure apart to take the materials and build it somewhere else, then your act of soser is something else and it's not going to be considered a malacha. So that's going to, that applies to all types of destructive activity. So here we're talking about the of kiboy, of push, of take, putting something out. So the Gemara here is saying that putting something out is a destructive activity, because it only can become a malacha if you're putting something out in order to do something else, in order to do something else constructive. So Rav Yossi says that's not enough. You have to be doing the destructive act of kiboy for it to be constructive in that spot. So in the first case of the Mishnah, what you're doing is you're putting out the oil in order to save putting out the fire in order to save the wick, not the wick, sorry. You're putting out the fire in order to save the lamp or in order to save the oil. So what you're doing is you're extinguishing the flame, but so it's destructive act, but it's not for the purpose of doing something constructive later in the exact same spot. You'll take the lamp elsewhere. You can take the oil elsewhere. But when you put out the wick, the whole purpose of putting out the wick is so that the wick itself will light again. You're doing the destructive act bimkomo. So that's why in all the other cases it's not going to be considered a malacha. But in the case of putting out the wick, it will be a malacha. Let's read it inside. So Amar Ula laolin krab Yehuda svirulei the malacha shein tzrich lagufa is chayev. Kesavra Rav Yose and Rav Yose holds so nas livnos bimkomo havi soser. You have to, in order for something to be soser, you have to dismantle it for the purpose of building it in its exact spot. Amanas live no shalom komo, but dismantling something for the purpose of building it in another area, lo havi sofer. Therefore, one who puts out to spare the lamp or the oil, Rabbi Yossi says you're going to be putter, because the leftover oil, leftover lamp is going to be used in a different place. So therefore your act is going to be considered destructive. It's not a constructive act, and therefore can't be a malacha. But by the wick, you're going to light the fire in the exact same spot on the wick. That's going to be considered a constructive malacha, and that's why you're going to be chayiv. So Gemara says, wait a second. How do you even have this concept that soser, amanas livnos, could only be chayiv if you're going to build in the exact same spot? Where do we learn all the concept of malachos? We learned the concept of malachos from the Mishkan. And the Mishkan, they took apart the Mishkan, they dismantled the Mishkan, and where did they build it? The next place. It was soser, amanas livnos, elsewhere. So how can you say that Sosom Nas Livnos is only Chayev if you're going to build it in the exact same spot where you took it apart? Gemara says, Amalei Rabba Michte. Let's understand this. Ko Malachos Alfin Humi Mishkan. We learn all the Malachos from on Shabbos from the Mishkan. V'hassam, and there in the Mishkan, Sosom Nas Livnos Shalom Komohu. They built it on condition they want to build it, they wanted to use it elsewhere. Right? They would travel. So Amalei, so Ula says, no. Shani Hassam, we've seen this a few times now in the Masechta, came in the Ksiv al Pi Hashem Yachanu. It was by the word of Hashem that they would camp. So Kisosra Amanas Livnos Mekomidami. Everything was al Pi Hashem. It's wherever Hashem said to be. That's considered the same place, because it's always al Pi Hashem. It's always in the place of Hashem. Really, you have to do it in the same place. But here, taking apart the Mishkan, I guess was all based al Pi Dvar Hashem, and it's considered the same spot. It's all considered where Hashem told you to put it. Okay, that's answer number one. Answer number one, that Rav Yossi holds like Rav Yehuda that Malach Shein Tzrich Lagufa is Chayev, just say, putting out your Chayev, but right, he holds like Rav Yehuda that Malach Shein Tzrich Lagufa is Chayev, but the reason why you putter in the first case is because it's not a Malach, because it's purely destructive. Because you're taking apart, you're doing so Manas Livnos B'makom Acher. But Rabbi Yochanan says no. La'olam k'Rav Shimon sfirlei. He holds like Rav Shimon, right? Rabbi Yossi holds like Rav Shimon that Malach Shein Tzrich Lagufa is Pater. So if Malach Shein Tzrich Lagufa is Pater, so why in the last case of the psila of the wick are you going to be chayiv? Who might not psila? Kedam Rav Hamnuna. It's based on what Rav Hamnuna says. V'itim Rav Adav Rava. Some say that's what Rav Adav Rava said. It's hacha b'psila shetzarich lehav hava askinan. Here in Rav Yossi's case, where he says you're chayiv, you're dealing with a wick that needs to be singed first, so it will light better later. Because here, Rav Shimon is going to agree that you're chayev, because this isn't necessarily only malach and tzrich lagufa. This is the kamasaking mana. What you're doing is tikkun mana. There's another malach here. When you're improving the wick, you lit the flame and you put it out so that this singed wick could be light better next time. So now you have there's a defined purpose. This is extinguishing was not just a reaction to something else. This is a tzrich lagufa. You're doing the malacha because you want the wick to light better. And Amar Rava, Rava says, Dekanami, you can also understand, this is probably true, because you can learn this from what the Mishnah says, the words of the Mishnah, the Katani. The Mishnah says, what's the reason why you chayev? He says, Mipnei, Shehu Ose Pecham, because he's making the wick into charcoal. Velo Katani, it doesn't say, Mipnei she nasis Pecham, because then the wick was already made into charcoal. Shema Mina. Somehow that's a raya. Rashi says, last Rashi with the Mishnah, he says, Mipnei Shehu Ose Pecham, Mishahu osa pechem means the person. Shahu miskaving mamish la sosa can mean pesem achshav. The person's intent is to make it into charcoal now. That's the intent, meaning that's the whole reason. Aval bekiboy hatzorech, alma bekiboy tzorech lagufo mairi. Must be that we're talking about extinguishing for its purpose. It's the melacha tzorech lagufo. Velo katani shenasis pechem, and not something that it became pechem mitchilaso originally, because that would be more like binyon. It's that shenasis pechem, that's his intent that he wants it to do. So it becomes a melacha tzorech lagufo, and that's why even that last case he would hold that even though he holds melacha tzorech lulachayev, the last case is tzorech lagufo. And sorry, this since he holds melacha, even though he holds melacha and tzrich lagufa is pater, but in the last case it's melacha and tzrich lagufa, and therefore he would hold that it is chayev. Stop here, Menachem. You can stop here or keep going. Yeah, what did him? Yeah. Okay. Stop here. Tomorrow's same bad time, same bad channel. All right, just go ahead, everyone. Have a good day. What? Wow. Say Hashem. Is there like a Zoom or something like that? Okay, yeah, please. Yeah. Okay. All right, have a great day.